For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey, folks, Dr. Joe Esposito. If you're just joining me, welcome. If you stayed with me, thanks for staying. I do appreciate that. Well, we're talking today about the good and the bad of coffee. Now, we talked earlier, there are some benefits to coffee. It can help with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. It can help with liver issues. It can help with memory. It can help with energy, metabolism. However, all those things, there are other ways to get way more benefit without the negative side effects. Coffee is an acid. It robs your body of calcium. When you put acid in your body has to use calcium to neutralize the acid. And the body will take calcium from the bones, the blood. So if I'm eating alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweeteners, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, these are acid foods. And the body has to neutralize those acids by giving up minerals. Just how the body works. More acid, more loss of minerals. The interesting part is that if you eat a high acid diet, the chances are you're not eating the foods that are high in minerals to replace the minerals that are being lost. Yeah, I don't see a lot of people eating, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and then eating, you know, steak and coffee or alcohol. So you get a double whammy either way. Double whammy good, double whammy bad if you're eating a good diet or a bad diet. So water alone oftentimes is why you're so tired all the time. And coffee's a diuretic, so this is an interesting twist. You know, Elvis Presley said, I'm caught in a trap. And that's what happens. You drink the coffee, you pee a lot, you dehydrate, you're tired, so you drink more coffee. So if we just drink more water, many times that gives us the energy that we need. That's step one. Everybody should be doing that anyway. So coffee can be addictive, and just missing a few cups can start to lead to withdrawals. And what's the most common withdrawal from coffee is headaches, or caffeine, I should say. Coffee is the number one source of caffeine, but caffeine is in tea, it's in chocolate, energy drinks. They put caffeine in a lot of different places. So caffeine can lead to addiction. Now, when people consume caffeine regularly, they become tolerant to it. And so what do you need? You need more. So it either stops working as it did, or a larger dose is needed to produce the same side effects. So the way coffee works, I'll get a little chemistry here for you. There's a chemical in your brain called adenosine. And adenosine is released, and it makes you tired. Adenosine is released, it gets absorbed into something called adenosine receptor sites, and your body gets tired, and you stop working, and you go to sleep. Well, caffeine looks like adenosine. This is a real simplified version. So caffeine goes up into the brain, and it blocks up the adenosine receptor sites. So your adenosine can't be absorbed anymore. So now your body doesn't get tired. So caffeine stimulates your nervous system, but it also prevents you from getting tired. Not giving you energy, but preventing you from getting tired. And so your body says, you know, Joe, that's really stupid. I need to rest. Kind of important. So I'm going to make more adenosine receptor sites so I can absorb that adenosine. Well, then you need more coffee because you have more adenosine receptor sites. And so now you just keep going on and on and on. And that's why coming off coffee many times can affect brain function. So it affects the physical structure of the brain, not just the chemistry, but now you come off your coffee and you get headaches. So when I wrote my first book called Eating Right for the Health of It, in there I have a chapter called Kicking the Habit. And the way we kick the habit is like this. You get a cup of organic coffee, no cream, no sugar, and just put it in front of you at the beginning of the day. And every hour, you can take 1 or 2 tablespoons of coffee. That's it. 1 or 2 tablespoons. And that gives you enough caffeine to keep you hyped, but it also gives the brain a chance to start to heal those adenosine receptor sites we just talked about so that the adenosine can start functioning normally again. The longest it's ever taken me to get somebody off coffee who really wanted to do it was 4 days. Because you do it for every hour for the first, you know, half a day, and then you skip an hour, and then you forget, and you start feeling okay, and then the next day is a little better, a little better. And you eventually just forget that you're supposed to be drinking the coffee, taking the coffee, because you feel better. So there's easy way to kick the habit, and it's addictive. It can lead to tolerance and well-documented withdrawal symptoms, headaches, tiredness, irritability. It's real. And so you may have to suck it up for a couple of days when you're ready to kick your coffee habit, but it's well worth it. And if you replace it with something like Super Greens and Essential Source, nitric oxide, only if you have low blood pressure, don't take nitric oxide, B-complex, digestive enzymes, life's a whole lot better. Let me tell you. I like being healthy. I've been sick in my life when I was younger, and I'd much rather be healthy. And the benefits are you just age so much slower. I was at a party the other day talking to a guy and a girl, and we were joking around and something about age or something like that. And I said to the girl, I said, take a guess. How old do you think I am? And they guessed 18 years younger than I am. And I said, I like that. I'll go with it. They said, how old are you really? I said, I'll go with what you say. I'm going to agree with you. I'll take 40s. And they said, now, how old are you? And I told them, and the girl looked at me and she said, oh my gosh, you're as old as my parents. And I felt really old at the moment. But I thought, that's awesome that here's somebody who is surrounded by people my age and still guessed 18 years younger. So coffee speeds up your metabolism, but also can speed up the aging process because it is an acid. And it can eat away at your collagen and suck calcium out of the bones. So I'd rather get my energy from healthy sources than unhealthy sources. It just makes more sense. So you can do decaffeinated coffee. That's an option too. Decaffeinated coffee is not caffeine free. Decaffeinated means less than the original brand. So when you go to these fancy hoity-toity coffee shops where you're spending $8 and $10 for a cup of coffee, and that's the fancy kind, I know. Regular coffee is only about $2, $3. I understand that. It's not organic, first of all. But they have a lot more caffeine than most other coffees. You know, people say, what kind of crack did I put in that coffee? Because I can't stop drinking it. I love it. I'll spend, I won't spend $10 on this shirt because it's a little expensive. But they'll spend $10 two, three times a day on a cup of coffee without thinking twice. Or even $3 on a cup of coffee, not drinking twice. So decaffeinated is less than the original brand. So a lot of these fancy coffee shops have very high caffeine content. And that's why you like it so much, because you get hooked on it. And I want more. And so a cup of regular coffee, a cup of decaf that you make at home, no, a cup of regular coffee you make at home is going to have more caffeine, less caffeine than a cup of decaffeinated from a fancy coffee shop. So decaffeinated and regular really is relative. Decaffeinated from the coffee shop can have more caffeine than a regular cup of other brands. So just realize what you're drinking. It's a marketing ploy. Hey, capitalism. Awesome. Good for them. However, you don't have to fall for that. And if you like going to the coffee shop and just enjoying the experience, have a cup of herbal tea. You're still there, still spending money, but it's going to be a lot better for you because caffeine does have long-term negative side effects, and the negative far outweighs the positive, in my opinion, because you can get all the positive from other sources without any negative. Cheaper. Why wouldn't you do it? So decaffeinated coffee is made from extracting coffee, caffeine from the coffee beans using solvents. So many times there's leftover solvents. So if you're going to do decaffeinated, I recommend organic only because organic, they use a water process. They kind of flush over and wash off the caffeine. If you're doing just regular conventional coffee, they're using solvents, chemicals. And you run the risk of those chemicals having residual effects left over in the coffee too. So it's not just the caffeine. It's not just the chemicals and the pesticides and the herbicides. It's the solvents that can be in the coffee as well. So the only benefit I see from coffee, it gives you energy, but we have Super Green Essential Source, nitric oxide, B-complex, adrenal support, digestive enzymes to break down nutrients. So we have answers to that. And many times just water is better. Now, again, organic coffee, better than regular. Organic tea, you can do organic teas if you want to. That's a better choice. And it's going to have less caffeine than a regular, certainly coffee. Or I just drink herbal teas. I drink about 2 or 3 cups of herbal tea every day. And you could do slippery elm, which is good for the digestive system, good for your throat, your mucous membranes. You could do mint, which is good for digestion. You can do a chamomile, which is good for sleep and relaxation. So there's lots of different teas that have benefits, medicinal benefits, if you just like the event of drinking something warm. So decaffeinated may be a better choice. If it's going to be decaffeinated, make sure it's organic, but you're not going to have those negative side effects. So let's talk about, we talked about breaking the addiction, kicking the habit, drinking one tablespoon an hour, or 2 tablespoons an hour if you need to. But financial savings, this was fun. I saw this breakdown. If you do a latte, just $3.85 a day. So this is must be an old research here. $1,400 a year, $1,000 a year if you just do an energy drink every day. That's $3 a day. That's $21 a week. That's $1,000 a year. So you're saving a lot of money if you don't do these things. Blood pressure is a biggie when it comes to caffeine, because the number one medication patients come to me for, with, I should say, not for, with, is blood pressure medication. Number two is cholesterol and diabetes, kind of tied for second. I never did a formal study, but it looks like it's about tied. Blood pressure by far number one. But caffeine can raise your blood pressure a few points and even more in some people by just having one cup. So quitting coffee or caffeine can lower your blood pressure and keep your heart from working as hard. You get better sleep. Caffeine can greatly reduce the amount of quality of somebody's sleep. Drinking coffee and energy drinks too late in the day can interfere with getting to sleep quickly, and it has a half-life of about 6 to 8 hours. Now, I was at my radio studio the other day talking to my friend Ann, and she said, I heard you say something about a half-life of caffeine. What did that mean? Half of it's going to be out of your system in 4 to 6 hours. What does that mean, though? Well, the other half's still there. So if you drink coffee in the morning at 8 o'clock, by 12 o'clock, half of it's out. By 3 o'clock, you're ready to have another cup of coffee. That's why we have a coffee break in the afternoon. Well, how about we take a Super Greens and Essential Source break? How about we take a nitric oxide break? How about we take a B-complex break and see what happens? Now, it may take a couple of days for these supplements to kick in because caffeine happens really fast, but it's certainly worth it. Another thing is it can affect your mood. Caffeine alters your mood. We talked about that earlier. Many people begin grumpy until they have their morning coffee. You know, there's jokes, the cat that's all grumpy, can't wait to have my coffee, you know, but first I must have coffee. I mean, there's so many jokes about it because 85% of the world does some type of stimulant every day, and coffee being the number one stimulant. So again, if you're just tuning in, if you're going to drink coffee, I recommend organic only, no other option but organic. Organic decaf is better still. Still has some caffeine in it, but not as much as the regular. So organic decaf would be the ultimate if you have to drink coffee. Now, there are coffee substitutes. There's something like Postum. It's acidy. It's okay. I never liked coffee, so I really can't, you know, say I like the flavor of coffee. But Postum is a good option if you want to do something that feels like coffee and smells like coffee, smells like-ish like coffee. So that might be a better. Chicory might be another choice. You can maybe do that. There's chicory that you can do that has a coffee flavor. Many times they mix the chicory with coffee. But if you're grumpy and you need coffee to function, you got to consider that, why am I so grumpy without coffee? Coffee is not anything more than a stimulant. Many people with anxiety, when they cut out the coffee, the anxiety gets better. So it affects those adenosine receptor sites in the brain. And caffeine also stimulates your adrenal glands. Now, your adrenal glands produce adrenaline. They produce prostaglandins, which control inflammation, and they produce your hormones, pregnenolone, and that becomes your hormones. And so you can essentially burn out your adrenal glands. And earlier we talked about this. If I do a cortisol test for you, we can do saliva, we can do urinary, we can do several different ways, but the saliva test is real simple. I can even send you the kit if you want to. And your cortisol should spike in the morning, it wakes you up, and then as the day goes on, it drops, and then at night it should be the lowest. If your cortisol is high all day, you're really stressed out. And I find many people that drink coffee have a high cortisol level. And it's a high cortisol level until it's not. What does that mean? Well, eventually the cortisol production just can't keep up with the demand, and then you crash. And then you need the 5, 6, 7 cups of coffee a day just to kind of jumpstart whatever is left in those burned out adrenal glands. And that's why I take Dr. Joe's adrenal support every day, because I have stress too. I don't do coffee, but we all have stress in our lives. I want to nourish my adrenal glands the best I can. So when patients come to our office, we check the nervous system. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, sciatica, we check to see what's causing it. We want to get to the cause, not just treat the symptoms. I am not against just treating the symptoms. If I have a headache, I want to take some acetaminophen and get rid of my headache. But way more important is I want to find out, why do I have a headache? That's more important. And then I try to get to the cause. Is it a pinched nerve in my neck? Am I dehydrated? Did I do monosodium glutamate? Did I do aspartame or artificial sweeteners? All these things can trigger headaches. But I want to find out why. So if I'm taking supplements, I know that I'm giving my body the nutrients that it needs. But that's not going to fix a pinched nerve. So in our patients, we check the pinched nerves, we check the nutrition, the dietary status, and we check the digestive system. Because if you're not digesting your food properly, you can't absorb your nutrients. And the most common cause of digestive issues is the stomach pushed up against the diaphragm physically. And we can physically adjust or pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm. Wheat and dairy products are the two foods that cause the most distress to the digestive system. So if we can get somebody to control their wheat and dairy intake, pull the stomach away from the diaphragm, check the nerve supply to the digestive system or any organ, now we have a healthcare plan. Most of you have health insurance. Very few of you have a healthcare plan. Fix the nervous system, fix the digestive system, fix your diet. That's a plan. So if you'd like to make an appointment to come see us in the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. Go to drjoe.com, drjoe.com. You can book right there online. Call us if you have questions. We're happy to answer them for you. And we'll get you set up as soon as possible. Stop putting it off. Every day, I've been in practice almost 40 years. Every day, patients come in and they say, Doc, I've been meaning to come see you for blank. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I had somebody the other day, I spoke at their high school 30-some-odd years ago. I've been meaning to come see you since you spoke at our high school. You changed my life. Took you 30 years to get here? We've been open every day. So anyway, come see us and stop suffering needlessly. DrJoe.com. Normally, the first visit is $940. We've reduced that to $299. Yes, we accept insurance. It depends what your insurance covers. We're in most networks, but it depends if your insurance has any decent coverage. Don't blame your doctor if your insurance stinks. I got to defend all doctors right now. You have bad insurance, whatever it is doesn't cover what you need, and then you blame the doctors. No, we're willing to give you the treatment. The insurance company isn't willing to pay for it. Insurance company's job is to make money. It's not to pay claims. It's to make money. And the more claims they pay, the less money they make. So drjoe.com, come see us. We'll work with you. We have cash plans available, payment plans available, some 18 months without interest. I mean, we make it really easy to be a patient. And chiropractic care is the most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. Why wouldn't you start there? So drjoe.com, make your appointments now. All right, we're talking about the good and the bad of coffee, if you're just tuning in. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Headaches, of course. Caffeine is a major trigger for headaches. An alteration in your normal caffeine consumption can result in withdrawal. That's what we talked about. Some people take caffeine to get rid of a headache. It gives me a headache. So you kind of got to know what you do. Think about the convenience, though, how coffee rules your life. Many of you, coffee is a daily routine. You don't have to stop at the coffee shop. You don't have to stop at the convenience store. You don't have to take coffee, make sure you have it at home, make sure you have it at the office. Imagine backpacking or going on a trip without taking all your coffee. I got to pack my medication. I got to pack my this. I got to pack my supplements. Oh, I got to pack my coffee too. So cost, convenience, health, fewer trips to the bathroom, healthier teeth, weight loss. Caffeine can actually stimulate your metabolism, like we said. But if you think about this, just one energy drink a day has 200 calories. A latte, 250 calories. Other coffee, like a cola, 239 calories. So there's so many calories involved in your caffeine drinks, unless you're doing just a black coffee, of course. And then if you start throwing lattes in there, it becomes a lot of sugar. And now we have a lot of other ways to get it. You can have bubble tea. many bubble teas have caffeine in them, and they're just sugar and candy gels, many of them. Sugar in little balls that you chew on them and they burst open in your mouth. I mean, crazy how we've modified different ways to get caffeine in the body. You know, it's better for the environment. And if you cut back your caffeine, you don't need to drink as much. Because you'll say, oh, I get a better result from just one cup. You'll have less cardiac events, increased productivity. You reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. Black coffee might actually help diabetes in some cases. But sugary coffee, caffeinated beverages, of course, that increases your risk of diabetes. People who consume sugary drinks regularly, one or two cans or more a day, have a 26% greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. It's not good. Now, again, health is a journey. I'm not asking you to do this all at once. I gave you some tips on how to quit. Little simple things that you can do. Like if you're just joining us, I want to make sure I tell you. Get a black cup of coffee, organic. Put it in front of you and take one tablespoon every hour. And what'll happen is, after about 2 or 3 days, you're going to forget that you're even taking the coffee because you've gone through your withdrawal you've withdrew from the caffeine without having withdrawal symptoms. And it's just an amazing thing. Drink more water. Coffee's a diuretic. Now, you may even have a little constipation when you give up the coffee because it's been irritating your bowels all these years. More fruits, more vegetables, more water. We have a supplement called Dr. Joe's Intestinal Formula. I do recommend that for anybody who isn't having at least one bowel movement a day, preferably two. So if you're not having at least one bowel movement a day, you might want to consider Dr. Joe's Intestinal Formula. But ultimately, that's the only supplement I want you to not take because I want to get to the cause of the constipation, not just treat the symptoms. And if you do have irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, colitis, of course, coffee can tear you up in many cases. But just by cutting back wheat and dairy products, many times that calms down the bowels and the irritable bowel syndrome goes away. So a lot of you have been suffering all these years and doing whey protein, dairy product. You're doing bagels for breakfast, wheat product. You do ice cream, dairy product. And when you cut those out, suddenly the bowels have a chance to heal. Your bowels turn over cells about every 3 to 5 days. Really fast turnover rate. They heal very quickly when you stop irritating them in many cases. Then we have to check the nerve supply in the low back that controls the bowels. If you have low back pain, you probably have the same nerve being pinched that goes to your bowels. So when you come to our office, we check the nerve supply. We check to see if you have pinched nerves. 90% of your nerves don't feel pain. So you can have a pinched nerve and not know it. So my team of doctors are trained to check the nerves that feel pain, but also check the nerves that don't feel pain. In fact, it's caused us now, we actually have a protocol for erectile dysfunction. We do something called acoustic wave therapy to stimulate new blood supply into the area. We give you home therapies to use. We get you on nitric oxide to open up the blood supply. We check the nerves in the low back to make sure it's not being pinched. And in many cases, most cases, we're getting amazing results without drugs, without injections, without negative side effects of getting men to be able to function again. And it's a whole protocol we created because it's such a common problem now. Pinched nerves, bad diet, dehydration, high blood pressure, all these things can affect it. 30 years ago, it wasn't so bad. It's pretty bad now. So if you'd like to make an appointment for chiropractic care, for pain management, for digestive issues, brain function, supplements, erectile dysfunction, go to my website, drjoe.com. You can book it right now. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb in the Atlanta area. Normally, the first visit is $940. I've reduced that for you, my listeners, to $299. And then after we do the exam and the x-rays and the first treatment, and we do a follow-up treatment, we go over the x-rays with you and show you the x-rays. We do a nutrition evaluation on you. We'll say this we think is going to be the best route for you. And whatever you decide to do at that point, totally up to you. We accept all insurances. It depends what your insurance covers. We accept you. If they don't accept treatment, get a new insurance policy is what I got to tell you. There's only 3 major insurance companies, so you're kind of in trouble. And they all kind of follow the same guidelines. So drjoe.com, but don't let the insurance company dictate your health and your life. It's a whole lot cheaper to be healthy just to be sick. So drjoe.com, follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. I do a lot for you guys, give you a lot of information. It's my gift to you. All I ask is you follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito. We post health tips every single day. You'll be blown away. You'll enjoy it so much. So come see us. Stop suffering needlessly. The biggest complaint I get, by far, why didn't I do this sooner? DrJoe.com. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.